Good morning, Cornerstone Church. Welcome to the ninth week of virtual church in the age of the coronavirus. How are you doing with social isolation? Those of you who have seen me recently at some of our Zoom church meetings may have wondered if I'd taken a Nazirite vow. I think my hair and my beard were longer than at any point since the age of the hippies some 45 years ago, but no more. Or perhaps you were thinking I was auditioning for the role of Santa Claus. Wouldn't Debbie have made a great Mrs. Claus? She may lack the gray hair and the certain plumpness that goes with the role, but who could beat her winning smile? Alas, she would never move with me to the North Pole, so I had to give up the dream. Actually, as you may have guessed, what kept me from cutting my hair and beard was social distancing. Why shave if you can't go anyplace? How you doing with social isolation? Is it getting old? This is a picture of a weary man. I think it's getting old for him. There are two definitions for the word weary. It can mean very tired, especially after working hard for a long time. Or it can mean bored with something because you have experienced too much of it. Are you feeling worried too? Today I want to talk about the word that sustains the weary. The text is from Isaiah 50, verse 4. I'll walk through all 11 verses of Isaiah 50 this morning, but first let's read verse 4. I'm reading from the NIV translation. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. A couple of things you need to know about Isaiah. This is prophecy. God is speaking in the first person through the prophet Isaiah to his people. As is true of most prophecy, in the day it was first spoken, it spoke both the current events and events yet to come. God was unfolding his plan through his prophet. This is a particular type of prophecy that we call messianic. God was unfolding his plan for the Messiah. This prophecy begins with a rebuke for the people of Israel, which is also, because it's prophecy, it serves as a warning for us. Let's read verse 1. This is what the Lord says. Where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or to which of my creditors did I sell you? Because of your sins you were sold. Because of your transgressions, your mother was sent away. The point of this verse is that the people are separated from the Lord not because the Lord has decided to send them away, but because their sins have separated them from God. The second verse makes the point more strongly. When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to deliver you, so I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into a desert. Their fish rot for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with darkness and make sackcloth its covering. We need to know that it is not the Lord's nature to reject us. And we should never forget that the Lord has the reach and the power to deliver us from any trouble we may have. And now verse 4. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen, like one being instructed. Note the change here. In the first three verses, it was, this is what the Lord says to you. Now it's, this is what the Lord does for me. Who is the me? The me is not Isaiah. Isaiah is prophesying. He's still speaking in the voice of the Lord. The me is the promised Messiah, who we know to be Jesus. He's the one who knows the word that sustains the weary. We see that this is a messianic prophecy more clearly in the following verses. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like garment. The moths will eat them up. Do you recognize the story? These verses were fulfilled in the Passion of Christ. I imagine Jesus reading the book of Isaiah as he was growing up. He was instructed by the Spirit through the words of the prophets. He knew it was for him to suffer and to die for his people. Note that I highlighted Sovereign Lord each time it appears. The repetition tells us this is important. The Lord is sovereign. He rules and reigns. Jesus laid down his sovereignty when he became a man, but his Father still reigned. And Jesus had the faith to go through whatever he had to go through. He was convinced that in the end, he would not be disgraced. He would not be put to shame. There would be no one left to accuse or condemn him. The meaning of this prophetic word for us is that the Sovereign Lord provided for us a Savior, who's Jesus. Let's take another look at verse 4. I've been quoting from the NIV translation. The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. The ESV says it a little different. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who's weary. Here's the point. We don't need to have some special power in ourselves to make it through hard times. We just need to know that Jesus can sustain the weary. He knows how to sustain the weary. We need to know Jesus. He's lived it out. He suffered and died for us. And he has a well-instructed tongue. He knows how to sustain us with a word. These are two familiar verses that also tell us that Jesus knows how to sustain us. Isaiah 40:31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's waiting on the Lord that renews our strength. It's coming to Jesus that we find our rest. The prophecy in Isaiah 50 ends with a commission and a warning. Both speak to people who are walking in the dark. In other words, going through dark times. The commission is this. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. Trust in Jesus. He has the power to deliver us. He is able to sustain us. We can rely on him. The warning is this, but now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. In other words, don't try to do it on your own. It will not go well for you. So to wrap it up, it's good to know that we have a Savior who knows how to care for us. He has the power to deliver us. He knows how to rescue us. He knows how to speak to us when we're weary. He can sustain us. It's just for us to be there when he comes to us and to answer when he calls, to trust in the Lord and rely on him. I'm looking forward to the next time we can meet together again. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you and sustain you. Amen.